It is a privilege to be here. Welcome to the visitors. We are glad that you're here. I'm excited about the service today to just hear what God has done and is doing. Thank you, John, for leading us in those songs. My hope is built on nothing less, and I trust that is our life, that our hope, we have Jesus, and that is where our hope is at. It's not in our abilities, not in who we are and what we have done and where we've come from, but it's in Jesus Christ. And that is who we need to hold on to when life is rough. And we are here today to hear some testimonies of what God has done and the great things that he has done and the wonderful God that he is. For those of you that are visitors, my message this morning is going to be a bit of a personal testimony, a bit of a recap of the past 6 months. After 10 years of pastoring, I don't know if I earned it or not, but anyway, the church allowed me to have a six-month sabbatical. So for 6 months, I didn't preach. Didn't have any church duties, as it were, so that was just a special time. So this morning, as you can imagine, after 6 months of not being up here preaching, I tend to be a little extra nervous. So as I was thinking about a message and just knowing that this morning I'm going to preach, and I knew the order of the service was going to be a little different. I was going to preach right after the songs this morning. And so Saturday morning, I dreamt that it was 9:30 and I was still at home. And man, we just couldn't get going to church. And for some reason on the way to church, there was this big traffic jam. I don't know how you're going to get a traffic jam with 4 miles of country road here between our place and church, but there was just nothing but lights, traffic jam. And we were almost here, and I discovered I just had my work clothes on. How in the world do you do that? And then, of course, I texted Steve and said I was going to be late, and everybody's waiting till I got here, and lo and behold, I was just ready to get up, and I forgot my notes. How can it get worse than that? Well, anyway, I double-checked everything this morning. I think I'm good. That's sometimes how it goes. But you know, God is good. And so just a little bit of a recap, and I hope for you as visitors this doesn't bore you. But I don't know what you think about when you think about a sabbatical. I know we all know what it's like to be tired, to need a rest, and so we can understand that. And I think most of you know that pastoring can be a little extra stressful, being bivocational, so we tend to put in maybe more hours than some of you do, just in different things. But anyway, I just a little recap. I have 10 things here that I want to look at first. And first of all, I just want to thank the home church here for allowing me this time. My wife and I, it was a special time. It was a rich time for us. And a thank you to those that stepped up and picked up some extra responsibilities and took care of it. Some things that I used to do. And the pastors preached some extra rounds and had some other people take care of some committees and things like that, so I just appreciate that. But I think obviously a sabbatical is one thing I did was I rested, and I truly did that. I went to bed earlier, rested more than probably I ever have for a very long time, in 6 months' time. One thing that I committed myself to do was just read books, like physical books. I know in the digital age, we sometimes don't do that as much, but I disciplined and I committed myself to do that. Of course, I got to spend a few more dates, going out on a date with my wife. That was awesome. Spend some extra time there. I got to cross some things off my bucket list that I wanted to do. Just had time to do that. And one thing I really enjoyed is just coming here and worshiping with my home congregation without having the responsibilities. I was just a different perspective. I really enjoyed that. Of course, the extra time with God was just a special time. We do many good things, but then, you know, we just have that extra special time with God, quiet time, that was just really special. And also just able to take a step back and just kind of evaluate life. Where are we going? Where are we coming? And just simplify some things. Was just a good time. And another thing I did was I deleted all my social media apps off of the handy devices, the phone and the tablet. I was on Facebook a few times, about once a month, just to kind of see what's going on. But I can tell you that was a good time, and I'll get into that maybe a little bit later. So a sabbatical is maybe a bit of a newer term. Sabbatical, what is it? Sabbatical obviously comes from the word Sabbath, which is to rest. We know that from the Bible. A sabbatical is a prolonged rest, and as it pertains often to pastors and ministers, it's a time between 1 month and 6 months. It varies between different people. And so a sabbatical is not just a vacation. I heard that a lot, like, man, you're just on a 6 month vacation. No, it was a sabbatical. One definition, it's rest with purpose. It's a rest with purpose. And so, and from my research, it was first used by universities to give their teachers, professors time off to just relax, have renewed vision. And so that's what it was for me too. And obviously there are different needs for those on sabbatical. For me, I just felt I needed a lot of rest. I know some of the others visited other churches and got to see how they do their services. But for me, I did a lot of resting. And so for a message this morning, I'd just like to think about rest. What is it? We live in a fast-paced society in northern Indiana. And sometimes I wonder how well we know how to rest, because there's just so much going on. The first kind of rest that I want to look at, and one that I experienced on my sabbatical, is just a physical rest. And if you can turn to it, I just want to look at one verse. As I was thinking about sabbatical, what is it? What does the Bible have to say about it? Mark 6:31. You can turn to it, just a short verse. This is from the New King James Version. Mark 6:31 says, "And he said to them, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat." So here was Jesus talking to his 12 disciples. And he invited them and said, come aside and rest a while. Let's go to a quiet place and rest. Now, I tell you that I wasn't that busy before that I didn't have time to eat. So I weren't that busy. But anyway, here we have an invitation from Jesus himself to physically rest, to remove ourselves from all the activity, all the things going on, and rest. So if we break down this verse, first of all, he says, come. He said to them, come. It's an invitation, I believe, from Jesus himself to come by ourselves. Let's just go off by ourselves to a desert, some say deserted desert, in the wilderness where it's quiet and rest. And he invites them to rest physically, rest from activity. Physically allowing our bodies to rest. A little bit of the opposite When you read through Ecclesiastes and you hear Solomon's story and how he pursued life and how he was trying to find meaning in life, Ecclesiastes 2 in the NLT, verse 22 says, "So what do people get for this life, for all their hard work and anxiety? Their days of labor are filled with pain and grief. Even at night, their minds cannot rest. It is all meaningless." The King James says their heart does not rest. So we know that Solomon in his pursuit, he was thinking about all this he got, and he was seeing other people pursuing things, and they were so anxious and so focused on getting things that they couldn't rest. Their minds couldn't rest. They just didn't rest. So we have an invitation from Jesus to rest. Reading through Psalm 23, a phrase there that kind of caught my attention that, I don't know, you always learn new things in Scripture. Psalm 23:2 says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He takes us to this place, and he invites us to just rest, to have that time of restoration, to restore, to rest physically and restore it, our souls. You know, as I started my sabbatical, of course, you just, life happens and you just keep going. You go from one thing to the other. And as I started my sabbatical, I discovered that really I'm not very good at resting. Always doing something. There's work, there's church, there's things at home, and if you know me, I like to do things. All of these, they were not a difficult thing to do. I love church work. I love my job. I love being at home. I'm doing things at home, taking care of the place. I like remodeling. Probably you at home church know that. But always doing something. And so, and I'm going to throw this out. At the end of the day, when you sit on your recliner and you get your device out, you scroll through your social media or the internet, that's not really resting. You're putting your mind in overload. You're stimulating your mind. You jump from one thing to the other, and it's not true rest. And so, yeah, it was just a lot of, you know, intentionally forcing myself to stop. Interesting. David in Psalm 55:6, and we know David's life. He was on the run. King Saul was pursuing him. He was always going. And David writes this in Psalm 55:6. "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest." I'm guessing that we're going to hear stories today of some people that were looking forward and just getting out of that situation in Haiti and being able to rest. God invites us to do that. But, you know, honestly, probably as I started my sabbatical, it took me a month probably of hardly any social media to actually being able to sit down and enjoy reading for more than 15, 20 minutes. I couldn't believe that of myself. I didn't realize that I would have gotten to that, but that was the case. So that's just a personal testimony. I don't know where you're at. But anyway, I just want to go back a little bit to Mark 6, the setting there. I know just picking out a verse from the Bible maybe isn't always fair. So we have this invitation where Jesus invited his disciples to come apart and rest. If we back up the beginning of the chapter in Mark, Jesus sends the 12 out. So they go on this mission trip. So he sends them out, and they were on this mission trip. And also, then after that, He has the story of John the Baptist being beheaded. John the Baptist was killed, so that was kind of a stressful time for the disciples and for Jesus. And then in Mark 6 and verse 30, the apostles returned. So, and the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all the things, both what they had done and what they had taught. So I'm guessing, as if you read the first section, Jesus gave them power over the evil spirits and they did a lot of healing. And I am sure coming back to realize that the power of Jesus and what they had witnessed and what God is able to do, they were just really pumped. They were psyched spiritually about this. But even right after that, Jesus invites them, let's just go and just rest a little bit. And I don't know how about you, but often when you travel, you don't rest as well as when you're at home. But in this very busy and difficult time, Jesus just pulled them aside and said, let's rest, let's take time to rest. The Bible talks a lot about Sabbath rest, especially in the Old Testament. We have the importance of it, and the Mosaic Law had a lot of rules, and the Jewish leaders had a lot of more rules to that, what they could and what they couldn't do. And so when Jesus was talking about the Sabbath, he invited them to rest, but he targeted the heart. Where's your heart at? He wasn't downplaying the need for rest in his teachings, but he was targeting the heart. So there's never a time not to do good. There's always time to do good on the Sabbath or whatever. We know that in northern Indiana here, we do live in a fast-paced society. I'm sure other communities deal with that as well. I think you could do something every evening, 365 days a year, here in this area. So we do many good things, and even in just 40 years, that has changed so much. I remember growing up, I was just trying to think of this morning, you know, what did I do growing up? It was basically Wednesday evening church, Sunday morning, and then Sunday evening we went to, I had some daughters in Napanee, went to visit them, or we went to another church, we had church here, or we visited somebody. Usually on Sunday evening, very seldom that we didn't do something, as I recall. So in our modern day, it's easy to travel. My wife and I took a trip to the West Coast, about 3 hours of flying we were there. Erica traveled halfway around the world in, 2 days, pretty much? 10,000 miles or whatever it is. And we know that a lot of people can travel to Florida for vacation. So what I'm saying is travel is easy. We can do so many things with ease, and we've got the means to do it. And I say that to say that I think sometimes we do forget to rest. And Jesus invites us, if we're tired, to rest. And I think as I, maybe a something for the new year is just to be intentional. I think if we don't live intentional, we just don't get a lot of things done. And so if we listen to our bodies telling us when we need rest, I think we should do that. The second kind of rest that I want to talk about is more of a spiritual rest, or even your emotions resting. Matthew 11:28 says this, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So here Jesus is inviting those that listen to this to come, that he can give rest. Some translations use weary, instead of labor, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. And as I look at this, I think of three things. First of all, I think Jesus was talking to the Jews here about weary and heavy laden, the heaviness of the Jewish law and all the sacrifices. I think Jesus was here inviting them to a new way, Jesus' way. I think it's for the sinners, those that are today, that are going their own way. They're tired of serving self. It's a difficult life. Jesus is inviting them to come, and he will give them rest for their souls. And I think for today, it's for us as believers, as we face temptations, Satan tempts us, as we deal with fear, anxiety, and just difficult life experiences, as we're going to hear about today some more. It's those times when our faith is tested, and we come through that, and Jesus invites us to come to him and rest. Jesus is inviting us to do that. Just a personal testimony, or another part of my sabbatical. I believe it was in those evenings when I was sitting on my deck, not necessarily doing much, watching the day end, just the beauty of it all. I did a lot of reading, and I believe in the quietness. And Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." And I think it's in those quiet moments that God can speak to us in a deeper way than in all the noise that we have. But it was in those moments that I just felt, that closeness to God, and just basking in God's grace and what he's done for us, that amazing grace that he did to take away our sins, and how we are his children. And we have such a bright hope and future ahead of us. And just, I think it took that quiet time just to renew that in my soul, to know what we have, what's in store for us, what's ahead of us, what God has done for us. We get caught up in the hubbub of life, but yet God is so good. I read a book, Gentle and Lowly, by Dane Ortlund. I could recommend that. That is just a book about how God's heart is for the sinner. Jesus loves to forgive us. Just come to him. And so it was just a very good time. Just like to share Philippians 4 with you yet. Familiar verses, Philippians 4, verses 6 to 9. Just an invitation for this next year, this coming year. Says this: "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard of me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." And here we have an invitation to, in every situation, we bring our things to God, and the God of peace will guard your hearts and minds. He will fill you, and he will take care of you. Intentional. Sometimes when life gets tough, we think we have to figure it out on our own. How can we do this? We figure it out on our own. But when we take those things to God and let him work it out. And the little bit of things I heard about how it went for those hostages to escape in Haiti and how they waited on God, and wow, what a powerful testimony. This morning, Jesus invites us to come. If you are tired physically, spiritually, Jesus is inviting you to come and rest. I think the two kind of work together. If we're really tired physically, it's hard to stay ahead of spiritual things. And if we're not following God spiritually, sometimes it's hard to rest. So I think it's kind of a circle there. God is there. He is waiting, and he is inviting us to come and rest. And I think we can't all take 6 months off whenever to rest, but I think we can intentionally take some days off. I know I've heard of pastors that if they preach on Sunday, they take Monday off just to rest. Of course, that's more of the full-time paid pastors. We don't often do that, but I think I can, if there's one thing I learned, is to listen to what my body's saying and take that time if I need rest, and not just push on. Again, I just want to thank the church for allowing my wife and I this time. It was truly an invigorating time, and I'm excited about being back. I'm excited about what God is doing in the church and in our missions, and so I just praise the Lord for that. And I'm just grateful for this time. And so when you are tired and weary, come to Jesus. He is inviting us. He is allowing us to rest and get what we need. Not asking us or not allowing us to be lazy, but to rest when we need it. Let's bow our heads to pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning. We thank you that you are God, and that you're in control of all situations. You are here today. We thank you for your word and how you have set up a day of rest. You knew what we need physically and spiritually, and you have allowed us to do that, and we want to do that so we can keep on serving you and glorifying you. And Father, I just commit the rest of this service to you. We want you to be glorified, because you are an awesome God. We just pray this through Christ. Amen.